Hi, I'm Nora Young, host of Spark on CBC Radio. This is my full interview with André Bosman. He and his colleagues have started something called the Impossible Project. What they're doing is they're leasing an old Polaroid factory in the Netherlands with the intention of starting to make instant Polaroid film again. Here's that full interview. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, André.
Hi, Nora.
So, first of all, what does the factory actually look like?
The factory itself that we're leasing is a reasonable sized building. It's certainly big for a startup company. You must think of, if you would approach it, it's 120 meters long, 40 meters deep, 20 high, something like that. Big loading dock in front of it. 30 years old concrete, certainly not beautiful. It's a modest building, all in all. If you go in, you'll we'll have three floors, down floors. I think you call it the first floor in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our warehouse is. And the second floor has our offices, and there are areas where we keep our spare parts for the machines. But the actual film assembly machines are on the top floor, on the third floor. And that's really quite a busy floor, actually, with nine assembly machines, big ones, and then all kinds of other machines also. So.
Mm. So tell me about this project. Why are you leasing the factory?
With a team of roughly 10 people, we want to reinvent instant film for vintage Polaroid cameras. Polaroid decided to stop the production of instant film. And we think that's actually a bad idea, because there are a lot of people out there over the whole world who really, really love to take pictures with Polaroid. But for Polaroid, for some reason, it was not doable anymore to make a profit on that. But we take a completely different approach to that. We are not looking at mass production for the masses, but we are looking at customers who take it more for, who want to have make fun with it, be more artists and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So. You're calling this the Impossible Project. What makes it so impossible?
It really is a challenge. You must know that a film plus the film pack basically consists of roughly 15 different components, and each component is a composite, so made of other materials in itself, and then there's more than 20 chemicals in it. All of that has vanished. There's nothing left of all these materials anymore. And the factories that used to make them have been torn down or disappeared. And the recipes with which it was made have gone. So we really have to start from scratch. Basically, what Dr. Land, who founded Polaroid, started so many years ago, that's where we are now today. Now, our advantage is that we know that it's possible, but it will be very difficult to do it within 1 year. All these materials and the invention all in 1 year. That's very, very tough, but doable. But yet, that's why we call it impossible.
And so is your aim just to recreate the exact same process that Polaroid was using for their instant film?
No. If someone would ask me to do so, I would actually pass. Then I would say, no, this is really impossible. What we're doing is we're trying to make film with new, different characteristics for the creative people and the artists. And just we will be honest on, well, this is what the film looks like, not according to traditional photographic quality standards, like color accuracy and all that, but just mean it can be bluish or whatever in traditional standards would be wrong with the film, can still be okay for artists as long as you are honest about it. So that's really what our aim is, make new film for creative people. Just that, I guess.
And why are you so passionate about doing this, especially given the challenges involved?
Yeah, that's a good question, I guess. I've worked there for 28 years for Polaroid, mm-hmm. and they stopped doing this, and I thought, this is wrong. There's so many people who love this product. We should try to continue this. And then I met my current business partner, the Austrian Mr. Florian Kaps, and he has been selling Polaroid film and has been really passionate about Polaroid for the last 3 years. And we met actually on a party that was given by Polaroid that denoted the ending of Polaroid, the film at least. Mm-hmm. And well, we talked to each other and yeah, we liked each other, so to say, and we saw the possibility of, gee, wouldn't it be beautiful if two of us would take the initiative to do this reinvention and put it in the market again. And, well, that's where we are now, trying to do this.
Mm-hmm. And the other people who are working on this project with you, they also have experience with Polaroid, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. In Enschede, in Holland, there's a team of 10 people, including myself, and those are all former Polaroid employees. Actually, together with the 10 of us, we have more than 300 years of experience making this film.
Wow.
So that's kind of a head start of where Dr. Land started, but it still is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What makes the film so special for you?
What the film makes special is that, well, maybe we should first look at what digital is today. Digital is kind of you just click away either with your cell phone or a digital camera. It doesn't cost anything. And because it doesn't cost anything and it's so easy, that means little value for yourself.
Hmm.
With a Polaroid film, it's certainly more costly, so you think more before you shoot the picture, and then you hold it in your hands, and you see this still, even for me after 28 years, it's still this miracle in front of you, the picture forming, and you can modify the picture if you want to by squeezing in the picture area or freezing it or heating it. Some people even damage the chemicals before they take a picture and get these weird flames mm-hmm. in a picture. It's that type of adventure that really makes this product special and doesn't, yeah, and it's no comparison to digital. I take pictures digitally for the typical parties and the vacations and so, but to have fun, I take a Polaroid.
Right.
So that's, for me, the difference.
So assuming that you can get the production going and find a new way to create instant film, who do you think is going to buy it?
It's the creative people and the artists. And those are not, so to say, old users of Polaroid. These are basically more relative new users of Polaroid film. And the reality is that this community of creative people is actually growing.
Mm.
So we're not. That's not a losing market to digital at all. It's a growing community. So they will be buying it over the internet. That's our plan. We have no intention to try to put it in shops or so. But sell it directly over the internet to the end user.
Mm-hmm.
That means lower margins,
right.
And so it's easier to be compatible.
Mm-hmm. One of our colleagues tried to buy some remaining Polaroid film for his sister for a present, and it cost him something like $22 Canadian just to buy one package of film. So maybe you might make more money than you imagine doing this.
Well, that's a kind of the price that we're typically asking today. Here in Europe, it's actually 25 euros.
Oh.
I don't know how Canadian dollars and euros compare, but I think it's actually the euro is more expensive.
Oh, yes, about $40 Canadian, I guess, yeah.
Oh, 40. So, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the price level people should expect. I mean, it's a specialty product,
mm-hmm.
and there goes a lot of material and work into it to make it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when do you imagine starting to actually make the film?
We imagine that by the end of this year that we will have a prototype and carefully starting to produce. And then in 2010, we're aiming at, well, up to 3 million film packs. And then in the years to come after that, a volume between 5 and 10 million.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean?
But we can be profitable, actually, at much lower levels. The business model that I made tells me that from around 1 million film packs, we can be profitable. But that's a number. 1 million is nice for a business model. But for the reality of the market out there that's growing, anything above 3 million is really a realistic number.
Mm. And what does it mean for you personally to be involved in this project?
It's the biggest, most fun thing I ever did. When I talk to my own children about this, it feels to me like it's bungee jumping every day. That's how it feels. I mean, I've worked for 28 years for Polaroid, which is a big multinational company. So anything that has to be decided always goes so many levels up in the company. And now, my team and my colleagues were... we call the shots. If we think something is smart to do, we do it, and we do it all together at the same time, so to say. And that's incredible challenge and incredible fun. Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice. Good luck.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and the team spirit and all that is just it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Thanks so much for telling us about it, Andre.
Well, you're welcome, Nora.
That's my full interview with Andre Bozeman. An edited version of that interview will air on the January 28th edition of Spark. If you like receiving these sort of longer form features, why not sign up for our enhanced podcast feed, and then you'll get them automatically. You can do that by going to cbc.ca/spark. Thanks for listening.